We used to have a lot of people here on Friday morning. Now we don't have a lot of, meaning upstairs, above. Campus is downstairs. I see. So we have another floor upstairs, and from there, there came a lot of people on Friday. Used to come a lot of people. But 99% women, all women. Why? Why is that so? You see, men, they move the world. It's not good, but what can you do? So it is. What are we going to do today? What happened? What? I don't hear well. Scream. It's forbidden at home, but here it's allowed. I go to the seashore, I bathe in the sea, and afterwards the water is in the ear, I can't hear. We're coming to the end, right? Oh, not really. Item 42. We wait a little bit more, and we told them 9:30. They come a minute before 9:30.
Ken?
In Jerusalem. Great. They came from Jerusalem. They have it in a book. Well, okay. Well, let's start to study, and afterwards we'll see. If you have questions, you can always ask, you know. Item 42, so we're reading from Akdama Litzefer HaZohar, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Book of Kabbalah Damatil, 52. Item 42. We have now explained the five worlds that include all the reality that extends from infinity into this world. Indeed, they are included one in the other. And in each of the worlds, there are the five worlds, the five Sifrot, Keter, Chochmah, Bina, Tiferet, Malchut, where the five lights are in high addressed, which correspond to the five worlds. Meaning, all of the reality having received influence. When the light of infinity influenced the first desire, and its influence is called Keter. Switch off the telephone. It's clear, right? So out of that came Chochmah, the will to receive, and afterwards Bina, desire to bestow, and afterwards Zerampin, which includes Chochmah and Bina, and afterwards Malchut. That is indeed the desire to receive, and it's called creature. You don't see, it doesn't matter. What I want to say is that structure is constant, that from the Creator, who is Keter, Avraham's Creator, Keter, until the creature, Malchut, we need, there have to be Bechinot, Chochmah, Bina, Zerampin. So it turns out that the tip of Yud, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, so-called Avaya, that is the structure that a creature cannot be unless there's a evolvement from it, from the Creator to it, having all of these five discernments. So there's nothing except that structure. That is all of the structure, and when the structure spreads, so it spreads to involvement of 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Adam, Kadmon, Absolute, Beria, Sia, five worlds that are exactly tip of Yud, Yud, K, Vav, K. And each and every one includes five parts of Him, which are Yud, tip of Yud, Yud, K, Vav, K, or Keter Chokhmah Ben Adam Zeram Ben Malchut, in the world Adam Kadmon, Absolute Berias, at Yitzras. And each and every one of them is called Partsuf, meaning there are five Partsufim. Five Partsufim. And in each and every Partsuf, we have five Sefirot, which are also Keter Chokhmah Bina Zerampin and Malchut. And it turns out that we have from the original structure, which is the creature, the same creature that divided into many in five worlds, in five parts of each and every one, in five parts throughout each and every part. So, all in all, we have 125 degrees. But that is the same creature, the same desire, but it expanded, inflated. The upper light seemingly expanded. And besides the five Sefirot, Kahaptum in each world, Keter Chokhmah Ben Adam Tiferet Malchut. Instead of Zerampin, we sometimes use Tiferet. Tiferet and Malchut in each world. There are the four spiritual categories, still vegetative, animate speaking. What does it mean? The world of Asiya, he calls that Domem still. The world of Yitzrat Sumer, the world of Beriah High, and the world of Atzilut Medaber, the speaking. Right, Domem Sumer High Medaber, acronym, Datsam. And the world of Adam Kadmon is the Shorsh, the root of them. So he says, on top of having Datsmach, the Domem Sumer High, still vegetative animates, where? The spiritual. The fourth spiritual category is Datsmach, where the soul of man is regarded as the speaking in that world. That is the soul of man. Nedab, the soul of man. And the aspects of high, the animate, are regarded as angels in that world. The vegetative category is called dresses. Rav writes dresses in the world, and still are called the halls, eichalot, in that world. So it is in the spiritual. It's called domem tzumechayv medaber, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. I'm sorry. Or the still vegetative animate and speaking, or the souls, the angels, dresses, and halls. There is no difference. In short, these are the names, synonyms of the same discernments of corrected desire to receive that exists on a certain degree, spiritual degree. We can call it an angel. Is that an angel or high animate? Let's say a horse in our world is an angel in a spiritual. It is exactly so. The auxiliary forces for man that in this world, that is all animate world, and spiritual, there are forces, not images, forces. We are talking in spiritual terms, it's all forces. They descend, and you surround man, and surrounded and support him, like our body. This is animate. It's malach, the angel. It's exactly so. If we look at the animate living organisms, this world is exactly as angels towards the souls. Where is it? Because the dresses and the halls, and they all dress one over the other. The speaking, which are the souls of people, dress in the five godly spirit kind of tomb in that place, meaning inside, that is the root. Like here, the root of Adam Kadmon. And over that clothe the souls, and over that clothe the angels, and over that clothe the dresses, and over them the halls. Okay, so with the structure, that each and every one clothed on the other, in order to help him, to help, to support him, to be an assistance of him, to come to unification with the Creator, and the animate which are the angels dress over the souls, the vegetative which are the dress the angels, and the spill which are halls, revolve around them all. And so we can see in the structure of this world, so we can see it here, the halls is everything you see around us, the widest space, volume, all of space, universe, and the rest of the forms of nature are on the face of the earth, close to us. And if you know, the one who studies with us a little bit, we have also with that the soul of the man is also this is divided, there's a little vegetative animate speaking, the root souls and the brain, the bones and flesh and skin and osdaf, the tustos, klipot and the dusha, all of that is incorporated inside these knees. The dressing means that they serve one another and evolve from one the other. As we have clarified, the corporeal, still vegetative animate and speaking of this world, that the three categories to the vegetative animate did not extend independently, but only so that the fourth category, which is man, may evolve and rise by them. Meaning man has to come to in his development to adhesion to the Creator thus. All of the upper light that created that structure, he develops it until the very end, and after that, from dawn upward, they evolve in return. Meaning, all the world through the dresses, through the angels, pressure the souls of man, so as these souls would elevate and unite, adhere to their root, which is the Creator, and thus to come to the adhesion. And without this assistance from all of these lower degrees, the souls are incapable of ascending. That is what he's saying, that the Hinadalit still has to develop and evolve by their means, which is man. And therefore, their whole purpose is to serve man and be useful to him. And so it is in all the spiritual worlds, the three categories, still vegetative animate, in that world, extend only in order to serve and be useful to the speaking in that world, which is the soul of man. And therefore, it is deemed that they all dress over man's soul, meaning to serve him. Clear? No? Ask questions. Yes. Just a moment. Pick a mic. We have a problem, otherwise we don't hear. And you want... You know, there will be a film about you have a nice shirt. It's not for no reason that you're dressed up. And also smile into the camera. Why not? Afterwards, we're shooting, and after that we'll have a film, a clip, and everybody will see, and it will be for your grandchildren. Oh, there's some time left. Right? If I understand correctly, all of the worlds, the halls, angels' dresses, domem tzumeach, and animate, serve the soul of man. Right. What? They are inside him, but they serve him, the soul, so they elevate to the degree of Adam Kadmon. So in action? No, no. To elevate them to the degree of Adam Kadmon, to the root, to the keter. So all these forms are engraved within him, inside him. So how are they activated by him? How they work in a way that holds in the... It's a good question. His question is, these lower degrees They influence man. First and foremost, how do they know how to do that? How to activate man? And how man as well can operate them? The man operates them in a negative way. That he is not complete. So, therefore, he influences all of the degrees below him in a way that he corrupts them, the way we corrupt the world. Still vegetative and animate. We just destroy it. It's clear for us. And thus, the world begins to guard itself and pressure upon us through all kinds of things. And also, the degree of high animate is the degree of body. We feel it as sickness, illnesses. The still and vegetative, we feel it as ecology, tsunami, and all kinds of things. On the animate degree, all of humanity is on the degree of high animate. It's the worst. Public problems, everything that we have, terror, everything there is. The entry into depressions, descent into drugs, divorces, everything that there is in this in the human society except the spiritual which is in us. Everything that's happening to us and around us. It's all we are causing from the degree of man, and they pressure us back, exercise a reverse pressure in order to return us the correction. No questions? We'll continue. Item 43. When man is born, he immediately receives a holy soul. But not an actual soul, but the posterior of it. Meaning its last category, which is called a point because of its smallness. And it is dressed in a man's heart, meaning in his will to receive, which is found primarily in a man's heart. What does it mean when he is born? We're talking about Adam, man. Not just the body is born. It's clear. The degree of man inside us. Where is it born from? Precisely because the point in the heart, it jumped, it appeared, and was revealed for the first time. Before it's revealed, it's not called man because it is activated by his bodily influences, and he feels himself as an animal in this world, as a beast living in this world, and he doesn't have any drive and motivation except this world. Worldly. That point is from Creator that sent to build a man, and that's why it's called the man. Only the one who has point in the heart that is actively revealed. There is inside everyone. It isn't inside everybody. It's not actively revealed. So the one who has that activated point, according to the purpose, where he's been drawn by it, according to that, he's called man. And as he begins to feel, it has an additional desire on top of the desires that he can, in a certain manner, to satisfy them in this world. He begins to feel that he has a certain desire that in this world he doesn't have any source fulfillment for it, unless he's found in unquietness, he's searching, certain miserable, a poor thing, he's looking for something. In the end, spiritual world. The point draws him there. So he says, this is just a nefesh. So, a small point, meaning point because of its smallness, and dresses in the man's heart, meaning in his will to receive, which man's heart is the general will to receive as we know that man's heart is all in all the desires, kufuniim, the bodily desires, which are what? Food, sex, family, and so forth. And there's furthermore additional desires which are human. Nevertheless, it's man in our world, people in our world, which is money, honors, knowledge. What else? Power, let's say. It's important. For her, it's important. Control. Further, in general, we can divide it even more. When all they're divided into human and bodily. These are drives. the bodily desires and human desires, which is called heart. And there's a point in the heart. Point in the heart, which is the posterior of nefesh of the kedusha, holy soul. It's something very small that if a person brings it up, increases it, he will bring it up and it will be the soul. Why it's called the holy soul, neshama, soul, nefesh? It's a degree. When this degree grows, then it grows in nefesh, ruach, Neshama,
Chaya,
and Yechida. The 5 degrees. Just a moment. Shush. Well, shush. I want to tell you. Since we, in the meantime, until the final correction can correct that point on the degree of the neshama, the soul, including the soul, but that is the highest degree that we can correct it. Chaya and Yechida, we're incapable of correcting them. We're incapable to correct. And these we can. That's why, all in all, you are saying neshama, and that's inner part. But when we're going to come to the complete corrections, our inner part will going to be called yechida. So that point demands that we're going to open it up and receive inside the upper light, spiritual light, spiritual fulfillment. Or the Creator that will shine and dwell inside us. And that is, in essence, what we've been driven by, too. Unless we have stated the whole world is, and it knows this rule, that for all that you'll find in the reality in general, you will also find in every world even the smallest particles of it. This is the law that's called particular and general are one, are equal. Rather right, particular and general are equal. I didn't write correctly the spelling. Equal. Why? They're equal because all of the realities we've discussed, it is 5 bechinot all in all. Keter Chochma Bina is the 3rd Malchut. 5 parts. And when we divide it, we can divide it, and each part another, many times, and doesn't matter. And even the last particle, that's what we're going to divide, we're going to discern in the spiritual reality, it will have 5 parts. And therefore, or we're going to talking about the greatest part, the greatest, not the part, all of reality, or we're talking about the smallest particle. They have the same laws, same parts, same relationship between the components and parts of that particle, as in general whole, like in a holographic image. You know, we have such a form of the tumunah, the particles, the pictures, and technology. When the general picture shows, demonstrates something, and I take the smallest part out of it, in it as well, there's the whole picture included. And if I take out of it the smallest part, there too, there's the whole picture. Not a part of the picture, but the whole of the picture. It is a kind of a measurement that when we develop, or the opposite, we construct. The particular and general are equal. That just as there are 5 worlds in reality, which are 5 spherical, so there are 5 spherical in each and every world, and there are 5 spherical in each smallest particle of that world. There's no difference in the particular in general. So what? Why he tells us that? Thus we have stated. World is divided into still vegetative, animate, and speaking. And they are corresponded to the 4 Sefirot Chuptum. 4 Sefirot Chuptum. Still correspond to the Malchut. Vegetative to the Tiferet. Animate to being it. Speaking to Chuma. And the root of them all corresponds to Keter. Indeed, even the smallest particle in each species, and that so still the Jadeva Benim, but in speaking, there are four inner categories to them, so that in a single item of the speaking species, meaning even one person, there are also still the Jadeva Benim in speaking, like us, like we, like I have still elements of me, of the body, vegetative, let's say the hair, the nails, the hairs, and inside all kind of parts that are considered vegetative. And there's the animate, which is flesh, and a degree of speaking, which is me, in me, I in me. So even in man, one man, there's also that ham, which is four parts of his will to receive, where the point of the from holiness is dressed, right? You look at me and you're not saying whether yes or not. It's not good. What does he want to say? If we're going to take man, there's domem, someach, chai, and medaber. Still vegetative animate and speaking. And inside that as well, what does he say? Four parts of the will to receive. That in me there is guf, which is domem tzumech, chai. And if I'm talking about me as a whole, inside me there is I, which is speaking, and inside it there is a point in the heart. I draw it here because it belongs already to the root. That it clothes in all. And it's called Nefesh of Gdusha. Meaning inside we can say it's called there's Nefesh, and outside all of these components which we have to cause them to grow, to develop. Cause it to develop. Is okay? Right. This is the speaking. This is animate. This is vegetative. And this is still. Right? Item 44. Yes. Just a moment. You wrote as if the speaking is close. The speaking is close to the nefesh, to the soul of the point, and still is the most distance. So we are here talking about our material substance, flesh, and the bones and the body. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the desire. Desire to receive. That's from a degree of speaking more to the vegetative animate, and thus you come to that point which is the still the soul, the holy soul. So the development needs to be such in that in the end he comes to the point of nefesh. Comes from the still? Everything comes from the still, as it is written. Everything comes from Adama, the earth. If we spoil something in the corporeal world, it influences the spiritual. The spiritual world is within us. There's no spiritual world outside of man. It is within us, and therefore, if we are spoiling the corporeal world, thus the spiritual world of ours begins. We begin to understand clearer, more, that it's worse. We feel worse that we are in bad state, and so we're pushed up the spiritual. So negative force is the cause for development. That's clear. If man wouldn't feel bad, he wouldn't move, he wouldn't shift. It's all the fuel that we have. Why are we moving? I feel bad here, so advance to something better. It's not bad here. I don't feel bad here, but there I can feel better. So there's a difference between the points. So that is the whole issue. To advance with blows and suffering, and feel bad, and it stings me, so I have to run. Or with the help of the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's going to reveal something good in front of me, and I run from something better to something good, something better. The revelation by suffering is coming from worse to better. The development by Kabbalah is advancement through the light. Of course, it's better to improve from good to the better. No. pick the mic. As far as I understand, the point in the heart has to awaken sometime. If there are states in which the point in the heart awakens not because of I need it, but because I just live, this it awakens without asking. Without asking you. Like any and all of desires. You will gonna want something next moment. It is you that gonna want in a moment. You know what you're gonna have. What's that gonna have? No. What thought you're gonna have? No, you don't know. Next moment. It's completely out of your reach, out of your choice. It's not in your choice. You've been operated from above 100% like a doll, like a puppet on the strings. Of course not. But how to respond to that? How to find the system of advancement together, the fact that you're being operated? That is the wisdom. Children that from childhood develop spiritual attributes. If they have the point in the heart, they develop spiritual attributes. If they don't have the point in the heart, and but they have all kinds of inclinations to levitate, to float in the air a little bit. So what? What's the difference? I'm going to tell you. The point of the heart we develop against the desire. Against man's desire. Because it is inside the heart, but it is against, it is opposite to the heart. It draws you out. It transcends this world against all where the direction in which all of your desires draw you in this world. Item 44. Yes. According to what you've explained to the lady, the will to receive is on the level of still. The desire still is not still. The desire to receive has still the state of animate and speaking. If it's not still, still is not still. I don't understand. We're saying that how still without desire to receive can be still. He wants. No, just a moment. Tell me, this thing is still? It moves on itself? No. It exists? Yes. It has desire to sustain itself and not to change, to resist and fight for its shape, to the place, to its location in the world. That is called the force. That's called sustains it and keeps it. It's called his still level. If we enter inside, we see the crystals, atoms, molecules that hold one another, sustain them, and I don't want someone to break them. It's all the still level. The still means to watch over oneself, not to move. And so man, if he doesn't want to change, it's called still. So he wants to activate the force of will to receive. I don't understand. Talk inside the mic and clear. If he is still and he doesn't want to change, how can one receive? How the will to receive can activate him? He doesn't want to activate. Stop. Just a second. One is contradictory to the other. If he is still, he doesn't want to change. Every moment day he goes to work, returns the same book beer, big of beer, bottle of beer, same football. No. Goes to sleep, that's it. So how can he want to activate the button? He can't. He doesn't want. So how can he? But the activation comes from above. He's not activated from above except to keep his will to receive as being still. That's it. All the time he will work like that, not different. 99% of humanity exists so. Now he wants to go to the vegetative. He doesn't want. If from above comes his way, the light which is greater than he used to have, he turns into vegetative. It's like a still, like a vegetative. Sunlight shines, but he opens up, he grows and turns. Without the sunshine, he stays a seed in the earth. How can you see anything happening starting from below? Everything from above. But we, having received awakening of that point, then we're giving by that, with that, the ability to activate, to stir, to activate the light upside through our month, through our request. Then the light influences us and grows us. But it also comes from above, and we just demand it to happen. I understood. Great. If you understood, it's a great thing. I'm seriously telling you serious. It's very important principle. Understand that we don't have force. We just have desire. And all the change can happen only from above. Above how? Through the light. Through the light. From above meaning by external force which have greater upper attributes than I have. If you're going to give, you're going to receive mic, yes, I permit. Only if you have a mic. No, if you're going to stand up. I want you to be captured on video. So, man is born on a high degree. He doesn't want that, he doesn't need the upper force. It can be, but in previous life cycles, the person has performed enough work. And therefore, in this life cycle, over a short period, even a child, when he comes to the state, he again comes to the same degree, spiritual degree, which he has completed, and continues. Let's say, we know such examples. The most drastic example is the Gaon Mivilna, genius from Vilna. At 11 years old, he was a Kabbalist. How can it be? From the previous life cycle, weak in the body, but from the previous life cycles, and there are such instances, yes. Chaim Vital, on himself, 27-year-old, he was studying with Ari, and see what he wrote. All the writings of Ari is by the hand of Vital. How old was Ari? He was 30-something, 306 years old. What is it? Children. Children. Just to see on which degrees they were. That is a consequence of the previous life cycle. Yes. No. Stand up. I don't understand this whole issue. That we have to demand to receive. I don't hear. To demand to receive. To demand to receive. We don't have to do. We demand to want to receive influence of the upper light. How does that occur? Oh, that is a problem. Truly, to come to the desire that the upper light would influence me, and that I, as a consequence, would change, and where I have to change, and what exactly I have to, that he will do to me. Problem. That's the whole method. There's nothing here in order to force, to make the upper light influence. Obligate, demand, certainly. That's called my son's victorious over me. That you make the Creator, you force him to change you. A prayer, I don't know what a prayer means. I don't want to think. If I scream as I need, as I should, I will make him. If I won't demand him like I should, nothing will happen. So my desire needs to be complete. It has to be a very big desire, and only to that. That means to obligate him. Item 44. And before 30 years, there'll know the revelation of appointed heart. 15 years, meaning this point opens up inside of this called 13. It's no connection with bar mitzvah, and it's a spiritual term. But before 13 years, there's no revelation of the appointed him, but after the 13 years, meaning after 13 years, it begins to engage in Torah and mitzvah, and even without the intention. Without intention, he doesn't have intention for the sake of bestowal. That is called without intention. But of intention, yet are egoistic for himself. Without love and fear, he doesn't have that yet. He does not correct it that he's worthy to serve the king, that is worthy to bestow the king the way the king bestows, and even lo lishma, meaning for his own sake. The point in his heart begins to grow and reveal its actions. Meaning from the moment that he begins to sense that point, and begins to engage in it, then it is called 13 years. It's a state. Why? It's called bar mitzvah. Why? Because he begins right now to perform mitzvah. What does it mean? To evoke the upper light that would correct him and would inflate, increase that point. That mitzvah, meaning the corrections that came to that will to receive, we have 613 desires and the light that influences in it. There's 613 lights. It's called Taryak Orchindil, right? All in all, these 613 lights are together called Torah. Why is it called Torah? Because the light in it, this light in it, reforms, corrects these desires that are for your own egoistic, so they will be to bestow. And that direction of that desire that used to be for one's own sake is called Lo Lishma, the direction of desire for the sake of bestowal, giving, is called Lo Lishma. For her sake. That inversion, the change from my own sake to the giving can be made inside me by the upper light alone. I'm incapable of doing that alone. It's truly the force from the upper world.
So he says, the precepts needs no intention. It means that I am in an undesirable intention and for myself, and everything is egoistic, and it doesn't matter. If I begin to dwell in this, engage, I already draw upon myself the upper light, and it changes me. And even the deeds without tension, it means that I draw these lights. I wish to do different things. I come to the lecture, I study, friends, group, dissemination, doesn't matter what I try. I'm incapable of doing more than that. I don't know what is and what is it that called intentions without deeds with no intention are capable of purifying his desire, but only to the first extent, meaning to the smallest possible change, which is called the still, meaning I already begin from zero, from a point being still. So I was really zero, and I came to a point of the still. And to the extent to which he imagines this still part, he goes and builds the 613 parts of the point in the heart. Here I had only a point, here it's no longer a point, it's already a still. What does it mean, a still? It has 613 desires, which are called limbs, and I already correct them. I do not yet feel changes in them, like the still. What does it feel? But I already have an existence, something in spirituality, which is this point, the still of nefesh of kedusha, meaning the beginning of the nefesh. Then the nefesh rises and dresses, meaning when he completes all the 613 deeds, the light has bestowed upon this point and corrected all the 613 desires in it to the level of the domim, the kedusha, that they cannot act but by something they're already prepared for bestowal. By something I wish to be in this, it's enough. When he completes this, all the 613 limbs of which are the domain of Nefesh HaKdusha and the Tarach of its spiritual limbs are built by the Tarach Mitzvot of Aseh, where I wish to realize the giving, and the Shasa spiritual Gidim are built by the Shasa Mitzvot Lo Taaseh, do not do, the precepts of not doing, where I am certain that I cannot do deeds of giving, then I do not use these desires, until it turns into a complete Peltzuf of Nefesh HaKdusha, and then this nefesh rises and dresses the Sfira of Malchut, which is in the world, in the spiritual world of Asiya. This is something very complicated. Gradually, slowly, slowly. It's not simple. Things are For the mind and for our ears, they're a bit new. So we have here a man below that develops from life to life, from incarnation to incarnation, and reached a certain state that he has a giant, big, cruel heart, as usual, like we have, that we want to swallow the whole world. And in the heart, there's a point in the heart. And the point in the heart, he begins to develop it. He reaches a place where he has books, group, teacher. This is, in general, the things which are in his free choice. If he develops himself by these things, then he invites by them the upper light. He wants to develop, he raises a prayer, man, and then the upper light bestows upon him. It's called the surrounding light, or makif, or Torah, that its light reforms him. This desire, this beginning desire, which is called a point, we already said that in this point there are 613 desires. These 613 desires, Tariag in number, they divide into two parts. The upper part in the Tariag desires, this is the Tariag. It is called Ramach, 248 desires, which are the desires of do, in which it is possible to activate and operate them, and part of the desires which are called Shasa, desires of do not do, that it is impossible to operate those since they're extremely egoistic. And then, upon these desires, a person merely makes a restriction. It's a restriction. He does not work with them. He withholds them. Let's say, how can I do something good by stealing? Can I? Or kill someone. Could I? I do not yet understand how. And later on, it would be possible. We do not yet know how, but it would be possible. But meanwhile, there are such desires. But we freeze them. And there are desires by which we, as if, can bestow, give. So then we do operate. So, in general, it's the 613 desires of the soul. We divide them into two parts. We don't know which parts. We don't see in this light coming down to us, which corrects us. We don't feel that these parts, we need to use them, these parts. No. But in an internal, instinctive way, the way it comes and works on us like on a point, like a drop of seed. A drop of seed, it chooses something, it could operate itself somehow. But from nature, from the general desire that the upper light comes to us, this is the way we develop. Until we reach a desire which is called still. In it, there is already this partition into Ramach and Shasa, and in it we feel a bit of our vitality. When we complete this correction to the level of the still, that all of our desires, the Ramach and the Shasa, have received the influence of the upper light down to the level of the still. We've completed the still, so what does he say happens here? It is completed by all the Tariag Mitzvot in the act of deed, and all of the 613 desires of the point in the heart were completed, which is the Domem of Nefesh de Gdusha, the 248 spiritual desires are built on the Ase and the Shasa on Not Ase, and each part of the it goes and dresses in the world of the Asiya, the spiritual world of Asiya. This is what I wanted to say, that if it is complete, then I begin to find in it the spiritual ladder that we have here, five worlds, and I reveal the lowest level in all these worlds, Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya, that we have here Keter Chuma, Bina, Zeran, Pin, and Malchut, and here we have also Malchut, of the world of Asiya. I've reached this, but I'm already on the lowest level of the ladder. As if I've put my foot on the ladder, I'm already on the ladder. You don't give an answer to one another. Why do you need to reveal where you are? And in all the details of the inanimate, vegetative, animate of that world, which are against that Sfirat Malchut of Asiya, they help that Tartsuf of Nefesh de Adam, which ascended there. Namely, to the extent that the Nefesh, Maskeletotam, that from this knowledge, it becomes as her spiritual nourishment, which gives it the strength to grow until it could continue and draw the light of Malchut of Asiya to its full completion and to shine in the body of the man. The body of the man means all of those 613 desires in the soul, they're all called guf. The goof of the Paltzuf, or the goof of the Adam. Of course, there's no connection with our meatly, or with our flesh, body of flesh. Of course, it's to the last criminal, and the body is the same. You could transplant or transfuse blood, and nothing changes. So the light, it begins to shine in all of this nefesh, which it has attained, and all of its spiritual vessel, and that complete light helps the man to add exertion and Torah and precepts to correct him more and more, and to receive more degrees. Is this obvious? So again, there's really no problem here. We, by a group, that we want in a group to make ourselves like Adam HaRishon, that he has all the souls, all of the souls, and they're all as one body, and this Adam HaRishon, what did he do? He broke himself, he blew himself up into pieces, into great, giant, big pieces. How many pieces? Let's say today it's 7 billion. Doesn't matter how many. And we need to unite all of these parts together, and it's called love another as thyself, to unite into one body. Isn't a group, we try to do this. By what could we unite? We don't have strength on our own. But all of us cry, we all shout for the upper light, or the Creator. And we receive from above the surrounding light, which corrects us, which is called Torah. The light in it reforms. Then by this, our group, the group of those studying, begins to be similar somehow to the structure of Adam HaRishon. And besides the structure, there is no creature. Everything is only within him. We're constantly inside. Either we're parted or connected. So in all of this Adam HaRishon, in all of these souls, there's a small group which has connected. And then it wishes to resemble the light. The light influences it, and then it reaches it. This force which unites it, and in their unification, they begin to see what is the attribute of bestowal. And the upper light which fulfills it, it means that the Creator, He dresses in them. And then they all reach the level of Nefesh, of Sanctuary, of Kedusha, or the Malchut of Asiya. the first degree of the ladder. And from here and onwards, they already have a ladder to climb onwards. 125 steps, as we said. 125 steps, degrees of the ladder. Give the mic to the lady, please. Stand up. I want to understand. I didn't get the 613 precepts. I'm in the point in the heart, to the current point. How do I advance with these 613 precepts? In this point, you have 613 felonies. And you need to correct them into 613 precepts by the upper light that you wish to correct. How do I know what I want to correct? Since I want to unite with my friends in mutual bestowal towards one another and love another as thyself. This is called bestowal. This is the example of bestowal in this world, that I can work in it. Can you give me a specific example? Because I'm a secular person. How does it belong to religion? You're talking about environment and studying and books. I've begun with books and internet. I don't have a supporting surrounding. What is this surrounding you're talking about? Gradually, gradually. There are already women here that are many years here, and they could tell you. So there's a difference between a man and a woman in all of this process, but it's easier to talk to men. Men reach a group. Women participate in dissemination more passively, but it's enough for the correction of their soul because they're not as cruel as men. And eventually, everyone must unite in souls to that same body of Adam HaRishon, to that same connection between us like Adam HaRishon. It is a system where all the souls, as they gather into cells of one body, that each cell cares for all the rest of the cells, otherwise there's no life for the body. Gradually, by the learning, by the participation and dissemination, by the reading of the books, it begins to turn obvious for a person what does it mean, the connection in the souls. And from the heart comes to him a demand to do so, to be in it. And according to this demand, the light begins to shine on him, a certain bestowal. He doesn't feel, he feels only the result. He truly begins to change. He begins to feel how evil he is. Previously, he didn't know how evil he is. I'm fine, like everyone else. Even as the people here, they'll say, I'm fine, like everyone. Neither bad nor good. The light which works on us, first of all, it pushes us downwards. We begin to see how egoistic we are, how we don't want to unite, how much we only want to use the environment, how we're happy by the fellow man feeling bad, etc., etc. When this picture begins to reveal in me, this picture of cruelty, I begin to demand from the upper light to get me out of here, to save me. And then it begins to influence on me according to the measure of my sorrow, my prayer, and begins to elevate me. What does it mean? If together with the group, they learn with the dissemination and everything, I'm not sorry only for myself. I'm sorry for the whole world. I'm sorry for the group, for Israel, etc. And then I'm going, and by this I raise myself to the level of nefesh. By asking, I hurt, I'm not crying, shouting for the light. It's enough, this pain inside, that I find out how different I am from it. In your light shall we see light. I have to have something to show me, an example. What does it mean bestow? What does it mean to be in spirituality? And the light which shines, it begins to give me that example. I begin to feel what it is. And this is the way a person advances. A group, a teacher, books, dissemination. It is all that we have as means of advancement.
It
does it have to be perceived as suffering? Because I know there's the path of suffering and the path of Torah. Pain, certainly. Pain, it means that you feel that you're still not in the worthy state, the desired state. So it's pain. But it's not pain that you're being beaten. It's an internal pain that you are not like you would like to see yourself. But without the pain, it's impossible, because the pain is the prayer, it's the request for a correction. But it results from the light, from it shining and showing you how much their states worse, and then you advance towards them. And it's called the path of Torah. Nevertheless, you're sorry. However, the path of suffering that they strike you from behind, but you don't know the reason at all. You don't know where to run to. You don't know, what am I receiving these beatings for? Look at the whole world. It doesn't understand what's happening. Why aren't we succeeding? Why each time we're more wrong than before? Why, when we want to do good to the children, we find ourselves in worse states than we've thought, etc.? That they don't know the reason. It is because we do not long to a certain direction, and then we do not receive from it the equivalence between us and them, and we long for it. But we receive beatings, and since we do not long for something specific, we don't know its direction. It's really like a beast that you beat it and it flees. It doesn't know where to run to. This way, we always in our lives, in our usual lives. The Torah is an essential vessel, or it's something to help. The Torah and precepts in the process we're talking about. Precepts, it means the correction of our desires from egoistic to altruistic. This means the realization of precepts. In me, there are 613 desires. I'm not talking about human or corporeal desires in this world. Towards spirituality, towards the light, I have 613 desires in that point. Look. I, as a man, I have corporeal bodily desires and human desires. This is my world. The desires of the body, sex, family, food, things that even I would have lived on my own, I would have wanted them. All without human society, the body of demanded of it. And the human desires, that it is money, respect, dominance, knowledge, everything I receive from the society, what society arouse in me. But all of these desires, they're desires for this world. And they're all called heart. And there's another point in the heart. It's a special desire, which is a point. Why a point? I don't feel anything in it. What? Yes? No? But if this point, it awakens, it draws me someplace, and I don't know where. Person begins to feel, don't have life, this life is garbage, this world doesn't give me anything, there's no sense in anything, take drugs, get lost, don't know what to do about it. But life, they don't fulfill me. This is what he feels. These desires, they no longer work in him. Works only this spiritual desire, actually, which is only a point. A person doesn't know where it pulls him. He only sees a black point without any direction. And we see that millions of people begin to realize this desire today. And therefore the wisdom of Kabbalah begins to reveal itself. What happened? Something with a sound. Someone changed something there, the speakers, no? Now when I begin to work from this point, and the Kabbalists, they tell me that if you have this point, you have to now begin and realize it. How? You have neither brains nor a sensation nor an aim in this world with which you could work, because it belongs to the spiritual world. Suddenly, speakers which did not work before began to work. What happened? And then they say the following. This point, it belongs to a structure called the general soul, or the creature, or Adam Rishon. Now, there's a place for it there, and there's place for all the souls there. When this point awakens in you, you need to find yourself inside. How do you find it? Then they say, if you have this point it leads you like a dog sniffs. You begin to come closer to the place where there are other people like you. Certain place called a group. This group, it is an amount of people like you that want the same that you want. They gather, and when they gather, they begin to study. So there are books, Kabbalistical books. These books, they explain what is the soul, what is the spiritual world, where do you need to find yourselves. This means the books that reveal this for you, where it is and by which method to reach it. There's also the teacher which explains all of these things, and they're the friends that along with you, they're creating this group, and this is the way you study, meaning all the studying is to build between us, between our points. That same structure, why does the sound change? I don't understand. That same structure, like in the spiritual world, you need to build it amongst yourselves. This is called all of Israel, friends, love another as thyself, a thousand different quotes which explain this structure. When we long in our group to the structure, we want to be connected this way. We ask from above to have this strength, the light which fulfills us here, and the connection between us and this ideal structure that we're here above. There's an inner light, a light which fills the soul. When we want to reach it, our correct state, we pull upon ourselves the light which shines upon us from afar and is called the surrounding light. And it shines on us gradually in these small portions of illumination and pulls us upwards to it, so that all of this group truly ascends and is included in Adam HaRishon. This path is of 125 steps. We just learned about the lowest step called Malchut of Asiya. What are you asking? I still don't feel that I've received the answer. Is the Torah an essential condition? Torah, it means this internal light which fills us. It's called Torah, and it shines on us as surrounding light, which reforms. Torah, it's called the correcting strength, the strength correcting our desires. They're all egoistic in order to receive. It corrects our desires so that we would be here in giving in love. The Torah, it means the light which corrects the man. Is it true that without the Torah we can't make all of this process? No. Then by which force will you change yourself? The force changing is called light, so I need this force in order to do this process. It's not a means, a tool, a vessel. The vessel is our desires. The Torah is the force to make the proper desires out of our desires. Okay? Yes, there is some... Let's say a person reaches the still degree. What is the result regarding other people? Is there a result? Whoever reaches the degree of the still, he already feels that he is under the dominion of the upper force, and he has no ability of doing anything because he still has not the tools, he's still, but he feels himself that the Creator works on him, the upper light works on him, and if he truly wishes to advance, everything depends on the upper light, how it will make out of him now the vegetative. Like a seed that now needs external better conditions, the still could exist any place, even an outer state, outer space. The vegetative already needs humidity and warmth and air, and then from this seed would grow the vegetative. It needs more treatment towards the others that I demand towards others, and I towards other, I become more connected to them. The group becomes more working inside in the connection between them, more similar to the internal soul. I can't hear you. You're stubborn, and I'm also stubborn. Is there a group which reached this degree? Yes. And we also know from history that there are many groups of Kabbalists which work this way. Each group, if you'll take the Ramchal group from the 16th century, the group of Baal Shem Tov, those Chassids, the Kotz group, the group of Baal HaSulam, the group of Rabash in which I was. In each group there is a codex, a statute. The group of, also we have many groups, Spanish groups. I don't remember Sadia Gaon. We have documents. Also at that same time, we have truly documents from them that they've left for us. A statute that existed in each and every group. Please, do not shout out from your places. You don't believe me, but I don't hear you. I simply don't hear you. I heard what you said. It's fine. In these days, also in these days, the Bnei Baal group exists, which engages in this according to the Kabbalistical statute and constantly cares for elevating itself from degree to degree. Yes? Do you define yourself in a place, from the place that you actually explained to us, that only from the point of Torah, Kabbalah, or religion we could unite together or get organized together? And what is the point, actually? You're talking completely, I'm sorry, but there is nothing to perceive. Your assumption is not correct, like you heard what I said, well, like you did not hear what I said up till now. You're continuing to not hear me. We're not talking neither about the Torah that you think about, nor the precepts, nor religion which you're talking about. I'm sorry, you do not hear what I'm talking about, so there's nothing to continue the question. No, I'm asking a question. Is it worthwhile? This woman, she simply awoke my attention when she asked what's happening. The system, once in a while, it does not support. Which system? And you've given the answer that through books and Kabbalah I could create a group. What happens with my family and my friends and my relatives? that I want them still to be my group because they'll always be my group. No, it will not happen. It will not happen. What have we done by this? We haven't done anything by it because the group is not given, the spirituality is not giving an inheritance, and neither the children nor the husband nor the neighbors maybe do not yet belong to this. Only when there is the desire, when the point in the heart awakens, it's called 13 years in Kabbalah. When the point in the heart awoken him, then he feels that he has to develop in a certain. So I leave my friends and my brothers behind. They also don't need this development. If you'll talk about the development which bothers you, they'll say you're crazy. I don't think that it's your purpose to tell me that my sister does not need it. Time will come that the point in the heart will awaken, and then she shall also come to the development of the point. But if she doesn't have the desire, which tools does she need? You understand that you want to rape them. I understand. Give the mic. I understand your questions. Enough introducing yourself. Okay, please pass on the mic. I'm asking, please. Sit quiet. If you don't have the nerve for it, you could leave. Yes, you can. Because you don't hear me nevertheless. What could I do? Yes. This is either you hear and learn or you leave. Yes. Out. Okay, I'll explain nevertheless. Okay. Be ashamed, she's saying. Okay. A person works from the desires. Leave my family and go and study. What am I learning for? To leave my family? She's shouting. Well, what could you do? A person does not understand that he's working from his desires. And I don't know, maybe her husband is a poor guy that she wants to burden on him their studying and the advancement, which maybe bothers her. But there is no coercion in spirituality, and all of our teachings are only for a private person. And no one is permitted to push the others and to burden upon anyone else what seems good to him. As good as it is, and I've attained and I've seen that it is good, I cannot convey to my children until there will be the point in the heart in them. And we see this also from many generations of Kabbalists and their children. To the extent to which a person does not have a point in the heart, it is forbidden for him to say anything. Don't put an obstacle before a blind man. It is called unripe. That still the point of the heart is not revealed in him, and the Kabbalists, they forbid to do it. And also all the concealment of the wisdom of Kabbalah throughout all of the exile, it was only because of this sense that it is forbidden to give the wisdom of Kabbalah to a person which did not yet reach the necessity to study it, did not yet reach the necessity to develop the spirituality, doesn't feel the urge to this world. He feels that he is alone in the world. Why do the relatives, the friends, the neighbors, she says, then I feel that truly the point in the heart are speaking. Here are only the nerves talking, for an example. But when the point in the heart speaks, a person feels himself alone. The whole world does not belong to him. We see that people, they distance themselves from the environment, they divorce, they take drugs, they enter despair. Really, these are the signs of the point in the heart, that it is a part of the divinity from above. Your soul, the soul of your children and your husband and neighbors, it does not belong to your soul on the corporeal level here. You want wish to unite to them. Unite when you'll meet up there. Each one in his private correction. I can't pull to my correction for example, my Rav. I was beside him for 12 years, the last 12 years of his life. half a year before he passed away, almost a year before he passed away, his wife passed away. They lived together 65 years, more, 67 years. His wife did not belong to a spiritual cause at all. 67 years to be together. And she is from a Jerusalem family for generations, many generations, with a strong education. She was truly a special woman. I knew her, I treated her. Her last 4 or 5 years, she was she was laying in bed. She had, she was paralyzed, in short. She was paralyzed. She really fell on my hands suddenly. She fell, and that was it. I held her, I put her on the floor, and that was it. She could no longer stand up. This is the way we brought her to bed, 5 years, and she passed away. So what do I want to say? She did not understand what her husband is engaged in, and the students, nothing. Nothing. Does not belong to it, because the point in the heart does not belong. It does not belong to another person. It's only mine, personal. And if in this world we're connected through the body, one with the other, we eat, sleep, drink together, we make children together, I have a mother, a father which procreated me. For example, my mother and father, they have no connection. They don't know what I'm engaging in. They know it's called Kabbalah, and that's it. When I come to my mom and I tell her, she thinks that I am engaging in philosophy, that I'm a professor of ontology. Very good, you're lecturing. She thinks that I engage in that and not Kabbalah. That's it. And she's an educated woman, she's a doctor, and she has many awards from the state of Israel. She was an outstanding doctor here in Israel. And so which connection is there? There is no connection. Therefore, a man, he needs to understand that also our dissemination, it has to be passive. Whoever has the point in the heart, may it take this method of Kabbalah. Whoever does not have it, it's forbidden for him. We do not pressure anyone. She cares not for herself, but for the family. She cares for the relatives, for the neighbors. It's still not a desire. If there's a desire in a man, the desire is I want, then he feels himself very separated from the whole world. Yes, one more we have. I agree with what you're saying. I truly believe that is 100% what you said, but those which study Kabbalah, in my opinion, they need to take into consideration that if they rise through the spiritual degrees and develop, naturally they can lose part of their family, because there could be such an unbearable gap that there will be no mutual language. So whoever studies this thing has to take into consideration that you could lose your husband or wife and different things that first were important, now they're less important. I agree with you. I agree. A person which gets into a special desire that others do not have, or other relatives, and this desire conquers him, it's a blow. First of all, it's a blow. He begins to be occupied by something of his own. He comes, eats, drinks, sits, goes. Everyone sees, where are you? You got lost. It's true. First of all, we see that divorces are not only because of this, and in our days it's such a blow that people don't get divorced because of the Kabbalah. This is one thing. The other thing is, that eventually, true, he begins to deal with something which is very special, that he will feel himself very foreign towards the family, the neighbors, the environment, certainly, like that lady claimed, and he'll have nothing to come to them with. But there is no choice. This way we grow. You could ask only about one thing. How is it possible that the spiritual development would be in contradiction to our corporeal life and not for our benefit? And then I'll tell you that it's not against us. This person that works in himself and corrects himself, he begins to disseminate around him like fluids, special waves, that by him something positive takes place in the world. It's not felt, not understood how, but he begins to draw people, he begins to awaken them also to the same actions. Undoubtedly, that what awakes in the others from him are also negative things, because they begin to feel that their life is garbage and emptiness. They begin to feel that they also need to develop, but there is no choice. We must leave this world and ascend to the spiritual world. So eventually, you'll say this about all our life. They're good. What is expected, of course, is better. You only claim, why don't we feel good in each and every step that we develop? It must be better and better. It becomes or is only after the point of the crisis that you define that only bestowal is life and reception is death. When a person, he passes through this trigger, like my students say, this point of crisis, so it's a psychological point, actually, that he understands it, he decides about it. Afterwards, he breathes freely, has no more contradiction between the two worlds, and he is in frustration and squeezed between them. Most of humanity is in death. It's called death without the upper force. Of course, it's death. Here, please. Okay, so about death. How do you explain the matter of resurrection? Ah, my young fellow. You want to get up with all of that? At least beautiful. But it's mine. He's chubby. It's said that the dead would rise in their faults. You would like to rise as you are? No. Women, of course not. No, I'll answer. The resurrection of the dead, it means that after a person feels all of his desires, that they're completely evil, not good, corrupted, not in his favor, and he signs on each and every one of those 613 desires that they're all in order to receive, and he can't reach life with it, and he feels light against this, that he's truly in death. Then from then and onwards, he begins to correct those desires, which are called the resurrection of the dead. He takes each desire, corrects it, and fills it with light. This is called the resurrection of the dead. Therefore, they have to rise in their fault. He has to take each desire with the fault he has revealed there and corrects it. Yes? How many people have touched this subject and somehow it has not... The matter of the precepts. To keep a Shabbat, not to keep Shabbat. Such things in corporeality and action. Necessary, not necessary. Which precepts have we talked about? The 613 precepts, what is it? What's written in the Torah? What are we talking about? No. 613 desires which exist in each man. In our nature, there are 613 desires. In nature, our general desire towards the Creator, not our bodily and humanly desires. This point in the heart in me, this point, which is only towards the Creator. The Creator has procreated this point, by the 613 lights, and then there are the meanwhile the 613 desires are in me. I wash, like Pharaoh says, he must serve me, not I must serve him. This is our desire to receive. And I wish to correct it from enjoying the Creator. And none of us want to enjoy the Creator yet. We don't know him. If I would have seen him, then I would have wanted to use him, to abuse him. I don't see him. The Creator, which is beginning to reveal himself to man, then a person begins to see how much he's of a Pharaoh, how egoistic he is, how much he wants to grab on to this general light and to use it, to enjoy it. Then all of these 613 desires of ours are clarified. Before this, there's no 613 desires. Before that, there's only a point which I don't know whom to enjoy and how. I only see that I'm empty. When this point will begin and develop, open up, then I'll feel, whoa, before me there's the source of pleasure. I want it. Then it means that I shall seem as the system of shells, of impurity. This is me. I need to reach this recognition. It's not somewhere there behind the stars. It's in me, the system of shells. And these dead desires, the system of shells which I would feel, we need to correct them by the upper light, which is called the Torah, that my desires toward the Creator, which are cruel, in order to abuse him, they will be the other way around, to love and to bestow to him. Then we're talking about desires that mean well. There are no desires in us. The correction in them called precepts, that we're incapable of doing any precepts. We don't feel that we're still in the egoistic desire to enjoy the Creator. We're completely detached from everything. We're beasts in spirituality. We do not exist. So you have nothing to care for. You're still not a felon, and moreover, not a sage. You're a zero yet. You need to open up the vessel of the soul to see how corrupted it is, to see how you want to grab onto the Creator and abuse him. Then it is called the 613 corrupted desires. I will be called wicked. And then I'll demand of the light to come and correct me. I'm incapable of bearing myself. I'll feel myself as dead. And then this light will influence me and will correct me. The correction of each desire would be called a precept. And then by the corrected desire, I will bestow to him the pleasure which I feel from him to receive in order to bestow. And then I come to be righteous. So the light which corrects the egoistic, my egoistic desires, which are aimed towards the Creator, that I'm an egoist towards the Creator, not towards the people in this world. We're not talking about desires of the ego or corporeal desires, towards the Creator, from the point of the heart which would open up towards him. In it would be revealed the 613 egoistic desires. Then I shall demand the correcting light, and I shall correct it, and nevertheless I will reach equivalence of form in all of these desires. I shall bestow with all of these desires the same as he bestows to me. And then my 613 desires would be fulfilled by his 613 desires. And there will be Israel, which is I, and the light of Torah, the light which has corrected me, and Kutcher Brichu, and the Creator together. Israel, light, and Kutcher Brichu, one. So it's only by the development. And meanwhile, we're detached from this. Last question, and we'll conclude. I want to ask again about the same issue. I think that I understand a bit of what you told today, but nevertheless, I'm still Jewish, and I myself go to the synagogue once in a while. In any case, may it be. What do you mean, no? I feel good there. I can't explain. Calm yourself down. It's the same. I think that... What is the question? The question is... There is a certain confusion. There is an enormous confusion. Not some kind of... between using the language here and the subject of the Kabbalah. The subject of Kabbalah, I think I understand a bit. I have no problem with it. It's nice and obvious and pleasant. But the subject of the Shabbat. And there are plenty of precepts which do not have to do with the Kabbalah. Have you seen? No, not clear. I want to tell you. There are human desires and corporeal desires. I saw that because of this, the whole lesson would be corruption. What could you do? So what I want to say, that you're talking about a man in this world which lives in corporeal desires, and it has what is called a framework which is called religion. And then you're asking, what about this? To realize this framework as much as you by your desires, which to realize them. And it's not in contradiction completely to anything. Today is the eve of Shabbat. You're going home, go to the synagogue, do whatever you want. It has nothing to do with the correction of the soul. You wish to realize this society, this club, the form of our external form of life. I also do it, and it's fine. It's not contradictory at all to the spiritual development. Eventually, this way will reach a state that both our corporeal and spiritual existence would be as one. It's a long path. It's not easy. People don't know how to unite the two. Therefore, people only in the realization of the deeds, they're against the Kabbalah. It's the path. Only in this generation do we begin the correction after the exile. Let's hope that we'll reach it quickly. So thank you very much to everyone. Next Friday, I'm not here, but there's a lecture that I recommend dearly. You'll learn something different. We already concluded. You'll learn something different, and it's worthwhile. Owen.